This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Phaedra Boyd from Touchgrass. Good morning, Phaedra. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going well. How about you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Touchgrass is a company that you're part of, which is part of a young enterprise scheme. Is that right?
Yep, that is right.
Cool. So can you maybe talk a little bit about like what the Young Enterprise Scheme is and what it does and how you came to form this company?
So the Young Enterprise Scheme is a program that's been created to help give young people the tools to create and run their own businesses. And I started my business through my school, and our teacher signed us up for the Young Enterprise Scheme, and that's how I came to where I am now.
Excellent. And so With the Young Enterprise Scheme, is the idea that you run the business for a particular duration, or does it like build towards a particular event, like a trade fair or something like that? Like, how does that work?
Just a mix of everything, really. Like, it's a huge project. It goes all year round, and we just work really hard to creating a product that we're very proud of, and then we go out and sell it to places, and we publicize ourselves, and it's really just like putting us in the real world.
And so is there like a competitive aspect, like you get judged on your product or how much you sell or that kind of thing?
Oh, for sure. Through the Young Enterprise, we get 3 challenges throughout the year, and those are based on our pitch of our innovation of our product, as well as sales and marketing and all of those aspects of a business.
Excellent. So I guess the important question then is, so what is your product that you guys are selling?
So my product is an interactive tactile journal, and I've created this for helping young men, especially with their mental health, as I've noticed that there isn't a lot of products out there for them.
So what makes this journal then, I guess, interactive, more so than a journal is anyway, and what makes it, in your mind at least, like appealing to young men in particular?
So I've worked very hard in making it like relevant to young men in terms of the cover's made of wood, it's been laser engraved, and the artwork inside has been embossed, and so it's very physical and tactile, and they can really just connect and feel grounded within the book itself.
Cool. And in what way does that interactivity come through, aside from just, I suppose, it's a book that you write stuff in, which is interacting, I guess?
Well, the questions inside the book, they're all just like prompting for people to be thoughtful about their life and themselves. And it's completely positive, so it's not like there's like anything traumatic that it might bring up. It's just letting them have that safe space to work through anything that they need to.
I see. So the idea is then that it's got a journal that has like prompts within it already. It's not a completely blank thing. It's like a tool with specific tasks or questions that you get people to complete.
Yes, it's being curated specifically to just help people be more thoughtful and be that safe space. And yeah, there's just prompts throughout it. And the prompts include like cathartic exercises, creativity encouragement, crisis management, discovering your values, reinforcing your goals, and things like that.
So can you tell me at all where those prompts came from? Did you have resources that you drew on deciding what kind of prompts and questions would go into the journals?
So last year, during the summer holidays, I had a friend who was really struggling with his mental health, and I thought, hey, I've seen those sort of interactive books, like the Wreck This Journal was a very big inspiration because I've always wanted one of those books. And I figured that they're not actually that easy to get in New Zealand. And also, it would be great to make it mental health based. So I spent the whole summer just like drafting a whole bunch of questions, and then I went from there.
Excellent. Now, I understand there are a couple of extra things which make this project special. You mentioned when we were kind of discussing this project before the interview that Youthline Central North Island are on board with this one.
Yeah, so I had a couple meetings with the CEO, Shane, and one of his counsellors, and they are very supportive with my book. And it's been great because they've basically told me that they want to help support my product. And so right now they've put in an order for 100 of my books to help their clients.
That's really cool. So I guess the other thing that's worth mentioning is that you are looking for support. We're not just promoting this product as a cool thing that you've made. You are looking for some support to help make it a reality. How can people get involved if this sounds like a thing that they would support?
So I have a website, touch-grass.mystory. And people can buy my product through there, and I'll also be putting up a give a little page on that because I really need to get the resources so I can really make this large scale production to help all the people of New Zealand.
And do you have a sense of how much money you're going to be asking for through how much money you need to collect through the Give a Little so that you can do this project at the scale that you want?
For the Give a Little, I'm currently asking $1,300, as this would give me the chance to buy all the necessary equipment for me to create the book. And then after that's done, I'll be creating a boosted to raise money to make the books for Youthline free.
Excellent, excellent. And just with that website, Touch Grass, are those words spelt the way that people would expect? I seem to remember from your email signature that they weren't.
No, so touch is actually spelt T-U-C. This is so that it's easier to trademark, honestly,
yep.
Because touch grass within itself is a very common phrase.
So just a reminder then for people, if they want to keep track of this project and how it's going, the best place to do that is through that website.
I also have an Instagram page, which is touchgrass.products.
Okay, and that's with the same spelling?
The same spelling, yes.
Brilliant. And so I guess if people want more immediate updates on how the whole thing's going and where you guys are at, that would be the best place to look.
Oh, for sure. It's way more interactive and personal, and they can really just see my journey within itself going through.
Magic. Well, thank you very much for talking today, Phaedra.
No, thank you.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.